say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit well.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them
bulge out.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunken.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And say, if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you tell someone, would you run inside and
get my coat
and flood it to me?
And bring it to me.
So you say, so then he...
He brought me my coat.
And he said, here I have.
I have brought you the coat.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Oh, I guess you could. Men get dressed up too.
What about if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp and
uh-huh.
fix up a bit?
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah, some men, I think, are a bit vain, and they like to stand in front of a mirror and comb their hair and comb their mustache or beard or whatever.
Would you say they crimp?
Yeah, I think some of them do.
What would you call a man who crimps a lot? Or who's real conscious about his appearance?
Not anything in particular that I can think
of. Did you ever hear the expression of jelly bean?
No. It sounds like maybe something from the black community.
I think it's pretty old, maybe from the 20s or something like that.
Remember, my parents had a song on a record. I think it was a Glenn Miller record called Jelly Bean. But it wasn't about any guy or anything. It was just an old record. I can't even remember. I just remember they had it.
And something you could carry your money in.
Purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck. A lot of things strung up together.
A necklace or a choker.
Or talking about beads. You call
beads.
It a what a bead?
A string.
Okay. And something she could wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And what men wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders or a belt.
Okay. Any other name for suspenders?
Snaps.
And something you hold over you when it rains.
An umbrella.
The last thing you put on a bed.
The bedspread.
Any other names for that?
Cover.
What about something women used to make?
Quilt.
And at the head of the bed you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Do you ever have a bolster?
Oh, yeah. Those are mostly on couches, though, aren't they?
What's that?
A bolster. Wouldn't that be on a couch, like on a studio couch?
Where would it go on the couch?
Oh, it would go toward the back, and you'd use it like the back of the couch, and then when you made the couch into a bed, you'd put it for a pillow.
What if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone?
Make a pallet for
okay.
the kids.
And... what different kinds of land are there?
Different kinds of what?
Land.
You mean like lots and parcels and acres and...
The kinds of land you see on a farm.
Oh, well, there's plowed ground and there's orchards and meadow and pasture.
What's a meadow?
Same as a pasture.
Do you hear that expression around here much? Meadow?
Pasture more than meadow.
What about the land next to a stream or a river that's overflowed and good for planting?
I don't recognize that.
Did you ever hear bottom land or low land or flats?
Flats, yeah. Swale.